Go with me, if you would, back to Psalm 34. I don't know if the lunch that you all spread Sunday had anything to do with drawing me to this particular verse, but Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Oh, taste and see. Taste and see. Experience it. Experience it. Bring it in. Taste and see. I know you've heard people talk about things that they have seen that just struck awe into them. Took their breath away, as we say it, you know. On two separate occasions, I've had Brother John Reeves and Brother Kevin Thacker both tell me what it was like to see a 3,000-foot vertical rock cliff in Yosemite National Park called El Capitan. You ever heard of that? Probably every time they see it, they feel this way. But they said, the first time you see this, it's just awe-striking. Brother Kevin told me, he said, he had seen some things before that were truly amazing. He said, I've been around. He said, I've seen some things that were truly amazing. But he said, when I saw the magnitude of that mountain, I was awestruck by it. Just awestruck. He said he laid down on the ground for an hour and just stared at it, watching people try to climb this mountain. Now, I have heard about that. I had heard of that before they told me about it. I've heard of it before, but I've never seen it. And I believe this is a pretty good illustration. I imagine it, and you are right now too. Okay? I have heard of it. I have imagined it, but I've never seen it. Therefore, I cannot truly enter into what they're talking about. I can't. Only those who have witnessed it with their own two eyes can truly enter into the experience of what they're talking about. Has anybody in here ever seen it? Anybody? None of us can enter into what they're talking about. They can try to tell it, they can try to tell it, but none of us, only those who have seen, can experience what they're talking about. Now, this is how it is with our Lord. This is exactly how it is with our Lord. And our God, our Savior, and our King, our Rock. This is how it is with our Rock. David said, taste and see for yourself. Don't just hear about it. Don't be satisfied to just hear about it. Don't be say, well, that's good enough. I'll just hear about it. Don't just imagine it. He said, experience it yourself. Experience it. At the end of the book of Job said, Lord, I had heard of you with the hearing of the ear. But he said, now mine eye has seen you. I have seen you in all your glory, all your greatness, all your majesty, all of your highness. And he said, I am nothing before you. You are God and I am nothing. And I think I'm going to put my hand over my mouth now. As I've seen. To all of God's people, David says, don't just hear about it. Don't just know that it exists. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought about this. If John 17, if the declaration in John 17 was, if we read in John 17 that the declaration was, Father, this is life eternal, that they might see El Capitan. If that was the declaration, then we all had better get to El Capitan. We all had better get there and see it. We need to see with our own two eyes the rock that's higher than us. But that's not the declaration. There is a declaration. There is something to see. And it's our rock. Someone to see. Our rock. See the Lord our rock. The one in whom we hide. He that seeth the Son hath life. The one who sees the Son has life. Salvation is in truly seeing, tasting for ourselves, and seeing for ourselves the glory of the goodness of the Son of God. Let's ask the Lord to reveal that to us. Lord, give me eyes to see. Eyes to truly see. David said, don't just hear about it. Don't just know that it exists. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of His grace. The goodness of His mercy. The goodness of His forgiveness. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is so good. The word good right here means pleasant. It means beauty. It means grace. It means bountiful. It means happiness. Taste and see that the Lord is happiness. Everybody's looking for happiness. It means kindness. It means loving. It means benefit. It means welfare. He went on to say, blessed is the man. Blessed means happy. It means how happy. It means oh how happy. Is the man or woman that trusteth. That means seeks refuge. Flees for protection. Confides and hopes in Him. Blessed is the man or the woman who is caused to do that. Caused to look to Him. Truly look to Him. And truly hope in Him and truly find confidence in Him. You know, I thought about, again, I was thinking about this rock. Our brother said he sat there and watched people try to climb this rock. They must have had faith that the rock would hold them. I can only imagine seeing this rock. There's no doubt in your mind that rock will hold me. Blessed is the man who sees the Lord our rock and sees his confidence there, sees his hope there, sees his trust there. David said, that is a blessed man or a blessed woman. Now let's look at the seven verses that led up to verse 8 and we'll see why David is saying what he is here. I pray we'll be able to say this right along with David. Verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. By God's grace. By God's grace. I read that and I think, by God's grace. We say that by the grace of God. David said that too. All of God's people say that. By His good, kind, loving grace to us. By Him doing a work in us, creating a desire in us, causing us to, we will bless the Lord at all times. If He will do that for us, see if you can enter into this. If he will do that for us, then we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Continually. If he'll do that for us. We've talked about good times recently. We've mentioned the fact that we're in a good moment in time. That's what we were saying last Wednesday night. We're in a good moment in time here. Any time with God is a good moment in time. If he's with us, if his blood is on us, it's all good. Like Brother Henry used to say, but it's all good, right? It's all good. But earthly speaking, to our simple and weak, sinful flesh, there are moments when it's hard for us to acknowledge good. Very difficult for us to acknowledge what we would call good at a moment in time. Even so, what will God's people do when those moments in time come? This is only by his grace, only by his work, only by his doing. By his grace, we will bless him. Good times, bad times, happy times, sad times, all of our times are in his hands. And by his grace, we will bless him for them. I can honestly say that throughout everything that's happened in my life, he has done all things well. I can honestly say that. We've had a lot of times, but he has done all things well. By his grace, we say that. It's not the natural response of the flesh, but because of his goodness to us and what he does for us and what he does in us, we bless him. We bless him for every single one of his times that he gives to us. And the reason is because every one of those times leads us back to him. Every one of them. It is all of these times. If you're in a difficult moment in time right now, if anybody is, if you're not, you're about to be. And either you are or you're about to be. If you're in a difficult time, remember this. Taste this and see this. It is these times that remind us that we're in his hands. It is all of these times that continually bring us back to him. When we are in a good time, who knows where we are? Mentally, emotionally. It's all these difficult times. It's all these hard times that bring us back to him. Constantly bring us back to him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. No matter what the time is, he's good. Look at Psalm 31 with me, just a page over. Psalm 31, verse 15 says, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Clearly, David is in a time of distress at this moment. But it was this time that caused David to cry out to the one who held all of his times. David said, my times are in thy hand. I'm in your hand. Everything about me is in your hand. I acknowledge your hand in this. Everything about me is in your hand. All of my times. Back in Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise. His praise. Psalm 42 says, I will praise him for the help of his countenance. I'll praise him for that. Psalm 150 says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. We're not going to praise men by God's grace. I can't help but think about all of these things and preaching as I study and do this. And you think about how many men are standing up in pulpits right now praising men. You want to upset God's people? Stand up and praise men. By His grace, we're not going to praise men. We're not going to praise ourselves. We're going to praise Him. We're going to praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Verse 2 says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." My soul will boast in the Lord. What he's saying is, if any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Concerning the cross of Christ, what is any time compared to that? Think about that time, the time that all of eternity pivots around. What is any time compared to that? Any sorrow compared to that? Any heartache compared to that? Any trouble? That was the time of trouble. Verse 2 says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." The humble, the low, the sinful, the weary, the poor and needy. And that's us. They shall hear thereof. They will hear of this. They'll hear and they'll be glad. They'll be so glad. "Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help." The Savior of sinners. He's the God of Jacob. Savior of sinners. "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord toward his people in the cross of Calvary." Oh, the love. Oh, the kindness. Oh, the tender mercy. Verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. A lot of times while I'm here in the week studying, as I move around the building, you know, I'm in my office back there, and I like to come into this janitor room and make a hot tea and, you know, I don't know, I'm just moving around the building. I'll look into this auditorium, the lights are off. Sometimes I just need to take a little walk. I'll walk into this auditorium. I look at all these empty pews. I think this all the time. I wish all the brethren were here. I'm here alone. You know, I wish all the brethren were here right now, sitting in these pews, and we were worshiping. I wish it was the time. I thought about it today. I thought, today's the day. We're going to have the time. The time for us to come together and magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify Him with me. Let us together exalt His name. True heartfelt worship with God's people, that leaves such a wonderful taste in my mouth. When we truly do worship, and you know that we want to so badly. You know we do, but we come in here and we come so weak and so frail and so prone to wander and just so... I do too. I come in this way too, and I come in begging and pleading, "Lord, help me. Help me to focus on Your Word and connect with the message, and help me to worship You. Let me not stand up and deliver my speech. Help me to worship You. Help me to preach." And in those moments when He lets us do that, when He overrules us and His Spirit truly blesses the Word to our heart and we see the Savior and we're just so thankful, that leaves a wonderful taste in our mouths. That leaves a wonderful taste in my mouth. It honestly does. True heartfelt worship. Can't we say with David, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey unto my mouth." When the Lord really lets us enter into this word, it is so sweet. Peter said, If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you've tasted the grace of the Lord, that the Lord is gracious, he said, desire the sincere milk of the Word. Christ the Word. Magnify him with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let's exalt his name together. What is his name? Savior. Call his name Savior. Oh, let us exalt him for being our Savior. Thank God for being our Savior. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Look at the heading under Psalm 34. If you have heading notes up there, it says, this is a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. You remember that story when David was brought before an enemy and he was afraid for his life, so he acted like a madman. He let spit run down his beard and he was just scratching on the gates. And they said, what'd you bring him to me for? He's a crazy man. Get him out of here. He was afraid. He did that because he was afraid. He wrote this at a moment in time when he was afraid for his life. All of God's people have times of fear. Fear of death. Fear of condemnation, fear of not being able to satisfy and appease God, fear of daily troubles and trials and heartaches and sorrows, everything that life brings to us. All of God's people have fear. We all have fear, but here's the thing about it. I love this. You ask the Lord to bless this to you. This may be a moment where the Spirit helps you. I just love this. The last three words of verse 4 say, all my fears. Okay? Verse 5 says, they. All my fears, verse 5 says, looked unto him and were lightened. Do you have a center margin for the word for were lightened? They flowed unto him. Every fear I had flowed unto Christ. And everything was okay. Cast your burden on him, and he'll take care of it. Taste this, see this, experience this for yourself. Cast your burden on him. You have something that you're burdened about. Cast it on him. He'll take care of it. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there, and he'll take care of it. Verse 5 says, all my fears looked unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. That means he took care of it. He delivered me. Everything I was afraid of, he delivered me. Verse 6 says, this poor man cried. This man full of fear and worry and the wretchedness of sin. This poor man cried. Poor in spirit. Why did he cry? It's because he was made to cry. That's the reason why. Why do any of us cry to the Lord? It's because we're made to cry. We're given life to cry. When a baby's born, the first thing that doctor wants to see is that baby cry. That means the baby hath life. Made to cry. Who did this poor man cry to? Verse 6 says, the Lord, only to the Lord. And what was the end result of it? The beginning cause was the same thing as the end result. But what was the end result? Verse 6 says, and he saved him out of all his troubles. He has, he will save us from all of our troubles. He will save us from all of our troubles. Here is the glory of the gospel. Here's the heart of the goodness. I pray this is what all of us taste and see tonight, okay? Verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." The angel of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the Spirit of our God, at all times encamps around his people. He guards his people. I love knowing that. He has put a hedge around us, and he is the hedge. He's put a wall around us, and he is the wall. We have salvation for walls. And he delivers us every time. Every time we need delivering. He has delivered us. He does deliver us, and he will deliver us. And I've always loved these two verses of Scripture that confirm that to us. Go with me to Psalm 125. I'm going to close with this. But Psalm 125. Psalm 125, verse 1, it says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever." Don't you love knowing that? Just like those mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Doesn't that bless our hearts to know that? May God, by faith, cause us to experience that, truly experience and trust. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. That's been caused to and given faith to, given the gift to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that's us. All right, let's all stand together.